I invite you to close your eyes or keep them open. This third part of our gathering together is to create an experience of unity within the self, with each other, and with the life that moves through all of us. You can hear my words, but what I'm endeavoring to do is to transmit a vibration that comes through the words. And the vibration says, from the voice of the Divine Mother, all is one. I am. I am you. I am that. I am that which you love. I am that which you reject. I am that which you see. I am that which you do not see. I am the visible, and I am the invisible. This is the voice that says, I am all, that we seek within ourselves, and we seek within each day of our life. I am that, and I am all. I am what you know, and I am what you do not know. I am what you seek, and I am what you do not seek. I am what you do not fear, and I am your fear as well. I am all that is in you. There is no part of you in which I am not. I am. I am that part of you that longs for love, and I am that part of you that rejects love. There is no part of you that needs to be rejected, only to face who you are. Who you are that is an illusion, and who you are that is part of the truth. Only to face it, only to forgive all, only to be in truth with yourself. I am that truth. When you come to me, I embrace you. I forgive all. I let go of all judgment. Any judgment that you have about yourself is not in my heart. My heart has no judgment about the fears that you carry, about the wants that you have, about the dislikes that you have not been able to get rid of. My heart has no judgment about these things. It seeks only to embrace you. It seeks only to hold you in the totality of your being. I am deeper than your fear. I am deeper than your dislike. I am deeper than your rejection. I am deeper than any negative thought that you may have about yourself. Your fear, your rejection, your dislike, your judgment come from a place of lesser truth. I ask you to let go of them. I ask you to accept the deeper truth of who you are. I ask you to remember. I ask you to cherish the deeper being that is you. I am not your fear. I am the opposite of fear. I am the love that wipes away all fear. I am love. When you are afraid, I ask you to let it go and to come to me as love in love. I ask you to not identify with your fear, to not believe its truth. I ask you to come to me with open hands and to embrace the love that I hold for you at all times. I am that love, and I seek to bring it to you always, to hold you in it, so that your judgment may release, so that your fear may be no more. I ask you to do that for your sake and for life's sake. Be true to yourself. Be true. These are the words of the Divine Mother coming through my words trying to create the feeling of embracing you without judgment. This is the feeling that every heart longs for, no matter what its spiritual or ideological persuasion. This is the feeling of being free to be without judgment about anything in relation to oneself, to learn, to correct, to try to do better, to aspire, to seek. All are good, but judgment about errors and mistakes and failures are not a part of love. Only learning is a part of love. Only growing is a part of love. And so I ask you to be in the path of love, willing to learn without judgment, willing to make mistakes without judgment, willing to experience the limitations of your own consciousness without judgment, and still to grow, and still to seek more of truth for yourself. I am the love that awaits you. I am the love that all seek. Even those who do not know that they're seeking are seeking my love. The things that I have to share with you are really very simple. Perhaps simple to say and difficult to do. Be true to yourself and forgive yourself at all times. Those are the two places to make an effort. Be true to yourself, to your deeper self, and forgive yourself for whatever limitations make that difficult. If we each could practice those two things, life would change. And if we could practice that in relation to others, life would certainly change on the face of the planet. Be true to yourself and forgive yourself would involve recognizing the limitations in ourselves, in being true to ourselves, and we would have compassion for that. And then we would recognize the limitations in other people, or other groups of people, or other nations, and we would have compassion for that. And we would forgive, or at least we would know that forgiveness is possible. But first we have to start with ourselves. First we have to start with that persistent effort to be true to ourselves and to forgive those places that are not truthful, to forgive those places that are self-denying and self-invalidating. This is the way of love, to establish truth and simultaneously to forgive what is untrue. When you next look at the mirror of your life, you look at what your life is, what its shape is, who is in it, what it's become. Let it speak to you. Let it show you. What you see is a reflection of what's inside. If you wish to change your life, change what's inside. The outside is never separate from the inside. If you wish to change anything, change the inside first. Just as I said, if you want to have the world be a place where people are truthful, then you be truthful. If forgiveness of others is what you hope for in mankind, womankind, forgive yourself for your own lapses and limitations. This is the path of love, and we bring it to each other every day, every moment, by this dual willingness to walk in truth and to walk in forgiveness. I am the mother of all, and I live within you, and I seek to make that consciousness known to you. Come to me and embrace the love that already exists within you. I am the unity of life, I am the oneness of life, and you are part of that oneness eternally. Om Namo Bhagavate.
Om Namo Bhagavate.
I will say a closing prayer now. May the source of life that lives within each of us become the life by which we live consciously, directly, and with full awareness of our desire to be in and with that love. May the separation between the physical and the spiritual that we have lived with for so long come to an end, that we may know ourselves to be divine beings, children of the universe and of the One, and that we may greet each other in this consciousness, greet each other in peace and love, letting go of all that separates us. May we become one in truth, as well as in thought. May our experience be of one and of unity and love. Om Namo Bhagavate.
Om Namo Bhagavate.